Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
The seven deadly sins at work. The seven deadly sins apparently are lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, and pride. Let's delve into each of these and explore how they manifest in today's working world. I think we'll find they're alive and unhealthily well. Lust is an uncontrollable passion or longing, especially for sexual desires. It wouldn't take more than a few seconds of internet research to find examples of employees who've acted on these desires, resulting in ruined careers, especially for senior level leaders. If they're not receiving the attention and affection they feel they deserve at home, and even if they are, it's common to seek it with someone at work. Honor your wedding vows by avoiding office romances. They're real, tempting, and unfortunately common, yet wrong and destructive. Gluttony is excessive, ongoing consumption of food or drink. I believe we have an obligation as employees to maintain good health. How can we work effectively if we're carrying excessive weight and are unhealthy? I'm not advocating for peak physical fitness, but my observation is that unhealthy people take more sick days and are less effective and efficient. Greed is an excessive pursuit of material possessions. Ambition is good, but taken to excess, it can poison an organization. Some people in the workplace seem willing to do anything, and I mean anything, to land a deal or gain a promotion. The history of the working world is littered with people who took greed to excess and in doing so, brought themselves and their organizations down. Sloth is a word that we don't use much nowadays, but it's excessive laziness or the failure to act and utilize one's talents. I often say that all organizations are volunteer organizations because people will choose how much to give of themselves based on how much they trust their leadership. Employees also have a duty to give their best at work, regardless of the organizational culture. Laziness or withholding talents not only brings oneself down, but also can negatively impact others around you. Wrath is uncontrollable anger and hatred towards another person, entity, or organization. It's evident how wrath can be figuratively and physically destructive to a workplace. We see this hatred in many forms, from favoritism to outright racism, sexism, or just plain rage. Wrath can actually be a silent, seething force living under the surface of an organization. Eventually, though, it will explode from within someone and cause catastrophic results. This phenomenon is sometimes referred to as going postal, or more passively, quiet quitting. Envy is the intense desire to have an item, experience, or relationship that someone else possesses. Now, unlike greed, which is an excessive pursuit to obtain material possessions, envy can result in the theft of someone else's possessions. Stealing at work can take many forms, from materials to time, productivity, and even joy. Don't compromise your integrity by stealing. Pride is an excessive view of oneself without regard for others. Essentially, I've noticed there are two types of leaders in the workplace, the prideful and the humble. I've observed that people prefer to work with the latter. Jim Collins, in his books Built to Last and Good to Great, highlights humility as one of the key attributes to significant and sustainable organizational results. This reminds me of a phrase I once heard, quote, "The greatest among you must actually be a servant," end quote. Prideful leaders don't see themselves as servants. They see themselves as entitled and deserving of greatness and great things. I like another time-tested axiom, quote, "Do not think more highly of yourself than you ought," end quote. So, in summary, just as the seven deadly sins are destructive in our personal lives, they can devastate our workplaces. To conclude on a positive note, I believe that we can actually combat those seven sins with nine healthier attributes of faithfulness, gentleness, goodness, kindness, love, joy, patience, peace, and self-control. At the very least, 9 trumps 7, right? Which surely makes it a winner.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.